the difference in the first half and the second half for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Simply, it's just, I was just more aggressive, you know. First half, I was walking about the court, and your coach got on me about that, and he believes that I'm one of the quickest guys in the league, so I should use my speed to my advantage. And San Antonio is a great half-court team, so, you know, to my advantage and to our team's advantage, you know, to get the ball to the court as fast as I can.
Offensively, you ran the club very well in the second half, but in the fourth quarter specifically, it was the defense. I mean, you and Ryan and even Al really stepped up. How do you determine when to make your gambles and the range off your guy and to try to make a play? Is it just instinctual, or do you think about it?
I think for me, it's instinct. You know, other guys, you know, probably the same thing, but I know, you know, for me personally, you know, I try to do a lot of my steals, get a lot of my steals and make a lot of plays off instincts. And also, Doc tells us when to go, you know, when to be the great time to go and who to chop off of and who to leave open.
And so do you see things on the court, though, a couple plays in advance sometimes where you see, the opposition might be playing a certain way or a guy isn't paying
attention? I try to, you know, when they come down the first couple times, I try to see the sets they're running. And tonight they tend to run a lot of sets, but don't. And I knew that, Tony Parker cuts through, Ginobili or Bowen would feed the big. So, you know, when he was cutting through sometimes, I pick and choose when I could go get the steal or not. And, you know, fortunately, a couple of times I got it, a couple of times I didn't, so.
Well, that was a big turnover on Duncan on that one play. Yeah. You got stuck on the post. What were you thinking of yourself?
Just keep in front of you. Try to, you know, bother him a little bit. Use my quickness. Yep. And fortunately, you know, we got a traveling call.
That was nice. Doc said something about the lineup that you guys had on the fourth quarter was the same as the one in the comeback in Washington. And he attributed that to all you guys that spending time in college and how by playing in college that you had experience and making adjustments and a little better than some of the players with less experience. What do you think about that? Do you think it helps?
I definitely think it helps. You know, he's played the game for so long and he knows what works and what doesn't. You know, he played the point position and he's a very smart, intelligent man, so he knows what's best for the team and he made great adjustments for us to make the comeback.
How about mindset, last question? How about mindset? Losses mount up, but you all are making progress individually. Do you think about that? I know it's not all victories aren't the best.
Yeah, you know, you kind of do think about it individually, but, you know, it's still a team sport, and we're trying to get wins on the board. So, you know, it hurts with a couple losses that we've been having, you know, 3-4 point losses and stuff. But, you know, we just got to stay positive, stay together, you know, just going to handle adversity. You know, we want to overcome, you know, just not win. So.
Short-term, long-term, too. You know, you guys know you're young and you'll have plenty of cracks at it. Stay together.
All right, yeah, just stay together. You know, fans stay with us and, you know, we'll be all right.